Hello, everyone. I'm Jill Thomas from A Little Bit of Woo Woo. I thought today I'd do a little bit of a fun video and talk to you guys about how to know if you were an alien in a past life. I am a hypnotherapist and an intuitive reader, and I've over the years seen a lot of clients with past life regressions, and there are some things to look for to know if you may have been an interplanetary being in a past life, because we bring some of those things with us. So the first thing to look for is a lot of these people have a strong sense of just not liking it here. I don't understand why I'm on this physical place. I don't understand why people are so mean to each other. A lot of people who are interplanetary beings who are an alien in a past life don't understand why humans do the things they do to each other, why they treat animals so badly, why they treat the plants and the earth itself so badly. A lot of people who are interplanetary beings in a past life also have a strong connection with the trees. They have connections with the earth. I will hear from them that they feel like they can hear them talking to each other, or they can hear the animals talking to each other, or they can hear things in the wind, and they're very disturbed by it. The other thing I hear a lot from them is feeling like they're resentful about the human body limitations. I actually had a client once who was so mad. He's like, I just don't get why I can't fly. I just don't understand why I can't just jump up really high and then like just fly in the air like I used to. Not every past life is a human past life. So sometimes we were aliens or interplanetary beings, and we were on places and other planets and experienced other types of bodies where there were less limitations. The last thing and most important thing I would say is that a lot of these people come into the earth plane this time around with lots of weird health problems. Lots of food allergies, lots of mysterious illnesses. They go to the doctor, they go to doctor after doctor, and they can't seem to solve it. They can't seem to eat just whatever they want. They can't seem to do just whatever they want. I would say it's not a bad thing. I mean, it's certainly unpleasant, but it can be an indication that you weren't human last time around. And as you came into this human body, you're having to deal with the human experience, the human diet. The other thing that's true for a lot of these people is that not liking humans, I will tell you a lot of them just don't like people as much as they like other animals. I see that one a lot. A lot of these are the people, the ones where you may not like the person at all, but your cat does, right? And your cat just walks right up to them and says, okay, you can just leave. I'm going to stick with Auntie over here. Just know that that can be part of the experience. And if you think you may have been an alien in a past life, you've got flashbacks of much more advanced technology. You've got flashbacks of being able to jump and fly, or actually being like the mist, you probably were. So don't just question that and say, that can't be true. I'm just making all this up. We are not as creative with our imagination as we think we are. And sometimes people who write, you know, sci-fi books are actually just pulling in information from past lives that they are accessing that may have been other experiences that they personally had. Sometimes I think that's some of the best stories that we've ever read. So I hope this is interesting for you. And I hope that just kind of lightens your day a little bit, because it's kind of a fun topic. And I think a lot of people think they were aliens in a past life. And if you think you might have been, you probably were. So enjoy. Thanks. Bye.